Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Man, I love Danny Parkins.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Only thing I remember from last week is Danny saying, you better not show up Monday if they lose to my Bears with Lamar.
Bruce sent me a text. He goes, you shouldn't show up for work. And then there was Snoop Huntley outplaying Caleb Williams thoroughly. I'm a little shook.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
We do love talking to Danny Parkins, as Ray said, after our little Menards jingle. Chris Broussard may have a lot to say to Danny, but we do too. So we bring him in, the host, of course, of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. It is now an extended dance mix edition. You can check out Danny from 4 to 5 p.m. on the show. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Danny, one of the things that we discussed whenever we were trying to absorb what happened on Sunday against the Ravens was wanting to follow up with you on your thoughts of not only evaluating Caleb Williams, but then seeing that the Raiders creatively, or the Ravens rather, creatively accounted Lamar Jackson's availability. And then they end up with Huntley, the back quarterback, and unfortunately still another Bears loss.
Yeah, the creative accounting thing, I don't find it to be that interesting of a story. Like I don't think the Bears got screwed. You know, they had to practice a little bit more and like maybe some of their time was wasted. And I get it that like any NFL coach will say that, you know, time is precious and there's only so many hours of practice in the week, and I get it, but like it's objectively good news to play Snoop Huntley instead of Lamar Jackson, and you still lost by two touchdowns. So, you know, I think for the league and for gambling and for Ravens reporting practices, like, and if there will be any punishment, like that's a Baltimore story to me more than it is a Chicago story. It's a bummer. It's a bummer to lose that game. You had a four-game winning streak when you had 15 takeaways in four games, so your defense was carrying your offense. And then your defense didn't get the takeaways, so you needed your offense to carry your defense. How many times have we talked to Olin or Pat Manley or anybody, and they say, you know, football, ultimate team game, complementary game. You got to pick each other up. So many years we've had, like, where the defense carries the offense, and the defense was carrying the offense, and then it was a day where the offense needed to carry the defense, and they couldn't. So I thought that was the story of the game against Baltimore.
No, I think that's an apt way of describing things, Danny. I may be getting ahead of myself here, but I don't care because I'm trying to build a bond here between you and me. And I feel like shared trauma or shared fear builds a bond quicker than most things. So how afraid are you for what might transpire with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins on the field against, who knows, for the Bears in their secondary on Sunday? Because I'm scared. I'm scared for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, I will say this. That is probably a problem for the Bears, right? Like, that is like a fairly easy conclusion to come to, and I am with you. But I will say, if Joe Flacco doesn't play and it has to be Jake Browning, Jake Browning looked like the worst quarterback in the NFL by a comfortable margin when he started the first, whatever it was, five games or so for the Bengals this year. So I'd be watching that injury report pretty closely on the Bengals side. Like, Flacco is a pro who processes things, who I think will have an NFL arm when he's 60. So like that guy can get the ball to Chase and Higgins. Jake Browning really struggled to get the ball to Chase and Higgins. So, you know, Stevenson and Gordon and the Bears secondary injuries, I'm sure Chase and Higgins will get theirs with anybody playing quarterback. But I think there's a huge difference in expectations for Cincy's offense with Flacco and Jake Browning right now. So I'm not panicking on a Wednesday until I know who's playing quarterback for the Bengals.
Danny, what were the takeaways of just what you and Nick Riott and the Fox Sports One panel shared when it came to Caleb Williams? I think I'm to the point right now where, yeah, I understand Ben Johnson said the tape wasn't as bad as the game may have looked, but that was a game where somebody could have taken over, and unfortunately we didn't see that out of the Bears quarterback.
Yeah, this is where, like, I think there's a little bit of nuance. Like, I think that Caleb doing the ordinary and operating on time and that sort of thing, like, he is getting better. I shared the numbers on Twitter the other day. You know, last year he took 68 sacks in 17 games, and he was sacked on nearly 11% of his dropbacks. It's preposterous. It was worse than the NFL across the board. This year he's been sacked 12 times in 7 games, and he's being sacked on about 5% of his dropbacks. Now, that doesn't tell the whole story. Obviously, Dahlman and Tooney and the upgrades on the offensive line are a part of it. Ben Johnson is a part of it. There were intentional groundings that don't count as sacks, right? Like, Caleb, the throw to Roma Dunze, I didn't love that Caleb defended it initially, because it was clearly late. He patted the ball, he held it too long, and Menungai was open in the flat. Like, Caleb flatly wasn't good enough. But I do still think that Caleb is, generally speaking, trending in the right direction. And if you can just look at that in a vacuum, that's good. Like, that is just, like, good. Period, full stop, next paragraph. The problem with this is that, at least how I do it, and I think how you guys do it too, but like, when I was on the Score, sometimes it felt like we were talking to Bears fans, and we underestimated how many Bears fans just watch Bears games, because, and it makes total sense. Like, you go on living your life. But now, like, I literally, and I would do it with First and Pod, and because gambling in the NFL, and now because of my job, like, literally watch every NFL game, every Monday night game, every Thursday night game, 11 hours on Sunday. And it's impossible not to compare Caleb. And Drake May is third for MVP right now, having the best deep ball throwing season through 7 games in NFL history, through 8 games in NFL history, and he's got Booty and Stephon Diggs out there. Like, it's not exactly Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Jaden Daniels was in the NFC Championship game last year. Bo Nix has more touchdowns than anyone in that class and was in the playoffs last year. Like, Caleb in a vacuum is, I think, in a totally reasonable place to still have a ton of optimism for what he can be as a second-year player who has made 25 career starts. But when you compare him to the other guys, that's where I think it starts to get a little frustrating.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I know we all watch our fair share of football games, and you're right. Like, that's part of what makes this hard, is watching with a keen eye some of the other games and seeing what the other teams are doing and seeing the guys who have similar, like, backgrounds and ages.
Yeah, so I think, like, we want Caleb to be Josh Allen, right? We want him to be Mahomes. We want him to be Herbert, et cetera. And it's instructive to realize that, like, after C.J. Stroud's rookie year, people thought he was going to be that. Now they don't. After Jaden Daniels' rookie year, people thought he was clearly going to be the best quarterback in that class. Now people think that's going to be Drake May. Like, these things fluctuate. But the names that I think are the scary ones for Caleb are Kyler Murray and Trevor Lawrence. Because I don't think we're talking about a bust. Like, I don't think there's any world where that happens. I think he is way too talented for that. And I think that he is getting better at the processing and the mental side of the game, but it's not there yet for him. He's not seeing things fast enough and accurate enough. But he's got an arm that can overcompensate it. He's got athleticism that can overcompensate it. He's got a great play caller who can overcompensate it and all of those things. But like Kyler Murray and Trevor Lawrence were good enough to get paid, good enough that their teams could not quit their talents, but they're not good enough to carry a team, win MVP, and win multiple playoff games with. And then you're just like, we gave our quarterback $250 million, and he's the 15th best quarterback in the league, the 19th best quarterback in the league. And so that still is spinning this thing forward 3 years from now, right? So like, we're not there yet. I don't think every week needs to be a referendum on who Caleb Williams ultimately is going to be. It's just, can he beat Cincinnati? Can he beat New York? Can they be 6-3 when the schedule starts to get really tough? And like, I'm willing to live in the here and now and not zoom out every single week.
Yeah, I think that's fair when you're talking about the quarterback and the week-to-week development. I'm giving him until the end of the year. I think different story, though, for other guys who we had higher expectations for. We just asked the question in our Five On It segment, who's been the most disappointing Bear this season? We agreed it was Dio Odingbo. I'm curious as to if you're with us on that or if you have someone else in mind, because Dio just has not done enough for a guy who signed a three-year, $48 million deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Montez Sweat signed a bigger one.
But I've seen Montez Sweat do things, cause fumbles. I've seen him get sacks, multiples.
Yeah, no, he has. That's a good question. Like, most disappointing Bear. DJ Moore hasn't shown up enough for me this year. Sweat, Dio, those are good ones. You know, like, it's in some ways it's Caleb, right? Like Caleb is supposed to be the superstar, even if everything I just said is still true. Like, if Caleb Williams was having the year that Drake May was having right now, we would be talking about how many playoff games can the Bears win. But he's not. Like, and so that I think is a frustrating thing, because you're objectively correct. Like, you're not living up to a $48 million contract with no production there. But if he had five sacks, how different would the Bears be right now? They'd be a little different. I'm not disputing who you guys concluded with, but I do think that Caleb is the name that I would keep coming back to there, because I want to hold him to the highest of standards.
No, and I feel like the standard may become the discussion. You know, Danny, that may be the biggest story arc when we talk about evaluate him this season. Is maybe the biggest thing we come away with this year is, what should our expectation be? You know, not where he was drafted, just like we talk about how if we were all in Dio Odingbo's position, we would sign the same deal. There's not a doubt in my mind. I would sign it and just take dealing with being the person on the field. You know, that's what I would do. But
I'd love to be overpaid, right?
Yes, I'd
love to be an overpaid disappointment.
It's a dream, right?
But you know why I'm saying all that, though, is because that is part of this. That's part of understanding how much respect everybody gives Ben Johnson. That's part of understanding the money they spent on the line, you know, the players around him.
I got to say, though, Lila, it's an interesting thought, but I will be very surprised if at the end of this year we have a 20-minute conversation and the thrust of the question is like, should we lower our expectations of what Caleb Williams can be? And I say yes. Like, I'll be very, because I still see a guy who is a 98th percentile physical talent. Mm-hmm. And I still see a guy who from year one to year two has improved on the mental side of the game. Now, has he improved enough? No. Has he improved enough to the point where I'm even like totally convinced that he's ahead of Tyson Bagent on the mental side of the game? No. But he's so far ahead of even guys like Trevor Lawrence or Kyler Murray physically, Bo Nix physically, Jaden Daniels physically, that I'm like, I'm not quitting on that guy anytime soon. Like, I just refuse to. Like, when Trubisky was with the Bears, we used to do shows talking about how it was going to be the year three jump for Mitch because it was year two in an offense, that he had the unfortunate bad luck of having two different coaches in 2 years. And you really, like, you can, the truly special guys make the jump in the second year in the system, mm-hmm. or if they're lucky enough to have the consistency, their second year in the league. And I think I've seen enough from Caleb to know that, like, I'm fully committed to giving him a full offseason with Ben Johnson, a full offseason in the same offense, like the consecutive years in the same offense for the first time since college. Like, I don't think I'm going to be downgrading the Caleb Williams stock at the end of the year. Obviously, we still have, what, 11 games, nine games to go?
Nine
but,
games.
Yeah, nine games. I'm not good at math. but, like, I'll be very surprised if I want to lower the bar on Caleb at the end of the year.
Danny Parkins, you know him. He's a former midday host here on 670, or excuse me, afternoon host.
No, both are true.
Yes.
I did both.
Both are true. Yeah. Yes. Different shows with Matt Spiegel. Different. There's a lot going on, okay?
Danny Parkins, former host of Spiegel and Parkins, and the former host of Parkins and Spiegel.
Very different shows from what I understand.
And McNeil and Parkins, and the short-lived Danny Parkins show, and, you know what I mean? Who knows?
I did like the Danny Parkins show is a good one.
But you can catch him now on FS1. He's on the newly expanded First Things First. That's from 4 to 5, as I mentioned, on Fox Sports 1. Danny, so back to the standard thing, lowering your expectation. I'm not lowering my expectation, because my expectation is simply Ben Johnson, the head coach's stated expectation. I'm watching Drake May complete 75% of his passes. Meanwhile, Caleb's not to 70, but I'm giving him until the rest of the year to figure it out. Like, I'm very comfortable giving him a complete year in a new offense, as you mentioned, from year two to year three, whatever, to figure it out. So I don't think any of us should be lowering our – I think if you lower your standard, Caleb Williams is a failure if you have to lower what the stated standard is.
That's the thing. Like, if Caleb Williams is Kyler Murray, he's not like a failure at life. He'll make a couple $100 million and be a starter in the NFL for a decade. But it still will be disappointing. I just think we're far away from that. Like, I really do. I think we are, like, let's see how this goes. Like, Ben Johnson took this job for a reason. And that quarterback was a big part of the reason to take that job. And so, like, we have to be able to, I get it. It's a referendum every single week in the NFL. It's why it's so popular. It's why I love it so much. But, like, again, last 7 weeks ago, the consensus was the best quarterback in that draft class was Jaden Daniels. Today, the consensus on the best quarterback in that draft class is Drake May. Let's see what it is 7 weeks from now, much less 7 years from now.
Well, what's the fun in that? Come on now.
Well, let's talk about Michael Jordan.
Now, well, actually, that's where I was going next. What do you think of Michael Jordan talking about load management in part two of his interview with Mike Tirico?
I mean, it was like the most predictable thing ever. Like, obviously, Mike would hate it. And the folklore of Michael Jordan of, like, playing for the guy at the top of the rafters, right? Like, Joakim Noah said the same thing. Kobe said the same thing. Like, it's a tried and true thing. We love it. Lunch pail, blue collar, like, Chicago tough. You play through injury, all that great. He also missed four seasons being retired. You know, like, if Michael Jordan load managed a little bit instead of playing 15 years, could he have played 19? If Michael Jordan load managed a little bit, would the Bulls have had eight titles instead of six? Like, it's such a convenient thing for him to say, given what he did when he played, how his era was played. And, like, obviously it just craps all over the current guys without him doing it explicitly. But I would have gladly traded 15 regular season games a year for Michael Jordan for two more championships or two more seasons of him on the Bulls. So I just think it's like a very convenient interpretation of his own narrative to spin it that way.
My biggest takeaway from the whole conversation was, like, yeah, this dude survived those shoes he used to play in, because I've put on a pair of those and tried to actually play basketball in them back in the day. And I was like, the fact that he survived that That to me is a testament to toughness in and of itself. So I think that's the biggest thing he overcame was the shoes back in that era.
I think it was the drinking and the gambling and the smoking.
You can get through that. We've seen many an athlete get through all that stuff.
No, you know, but the thing is though is like I say it tongue in cheek, like LeBron, like a crazy night out for LeBron is a couple of glasses of wine. Like Jordan lived hard. He would like drop 55, have a porterhouse, smoke a cigar, play blackjack until 3 a.m, and then drop 48 the next night. Like he was not exactly like my body is my temple. Like when he said like, you know, you play basketball 2.5-3 hours, and then the rest of those 21 hours is dedicated to like getting ready to play basketball again. Like, who is he kidding? That is absolutely not what he was doing.
Well, and the hard part is you don't know if Jordan, think about him in today's NBA, if he had a supermax contract
and a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, would he do the same thing?
Oh, it would be so different. But like, yeah, he would, the team would mandate that he sit some games and he would shoot more threes. Like it's that's why those conversations are fun but meaningless, because time travel doesn't exist. Like Michael Jordan, if he had a shooting coach and a coaching staff that understood that three is worth more than two and lived in the modern era, like, of course Michael Jordan could have been a great three-point shooter. There's no reason to believe that he couldn't. But like, that's just like not what they did. They're like, you know what would be better? Shooting 19-foot fadeaways. Like, that's just ridiculous. But he was the best at it. So like, he could have been great at shooting 23 footers, and he should have been. It would have been much smarter if he would have shot 23 footers for 3 points instead of 19-foot fadeaways for 2 points. But we were just dumb in the 90s. I didn't realize that three was worth more than two.
Ah, well, at least we've got that math going for us. Danny, thank
you. Figured it out.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime. Let's do it again next week.
Thanks, Danny.
Let's. That's Danny Parkins, of course, of First Things First. You can see him at 4 o'clock today on Fox Sports 1. Coming up next, it's been a busy day at Halas Hall. We're getting some updates. We're getting some interesting quotes. So Mark Grody will tell us the latest as the Bears get ready for the Bengals. That is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.